your boots, take off your star, whistle your rocking horse in from the yard. Take off your hat, you've tamed the Wild West, but son, even heroes need to get rest. Close your eyes, little man, it's been a long day, and you're worn out from riding, it seems. Let your work in the saddle all drift away into sweet little cowboy dreams. Always tomorrow and new trails to blaze, but tonight let the dust settle out on the range. Close your eyes, little man, it's been a long day, and you're worn out from riding, it seems. Sweet little cowboy dreams. Let your work in the saddle all drift away into sweet little cowboy dreams.
Can you sing that song you were singing the other day?
Ah, yeah, it's a beautiful love song.
Oh, yeah.
The dog. Yeah, that's your man,
right? Dear,
I got the banjo ready.
Is that bloody thing in tune or what, right?
Well, since all the friends have got one, my wife wants one too. One of them fur coats, ain't nothing else gonna do. She said she'd look real classy and make me proud of her if I went down to Grace Brothers and bought her a fur. Now she got me thinking I was gonna swing that kind of deal. She knows we can't afford that, and I'm too afraid to steal. But the problem finally solved itself like a bolt out of the blue. It's jumped right out in front of me on highway number 2. That big old German Shepherd, my car he didn't see. He went to dog heaven, left his hide there with me. I took it out into the shed, and I worked on it every night. It was trial and error mostly, but I finally got it right. I put it in a cornflakes box, took it into her. She French kissed me when she seen her fur. Now she got that fuzzy fur coat, it goes all the way down to her knees. She's been complaining lately, said her closet's full of fleas. Cause she don't know that Fido is wrapped around her tight. She's putting on the dark when she goes out at night. Yeah, she don't know that Fido is wrapped around her tight. She's really putting on the dark when she goes out at night. She's been real depressed since her back bent over the cat. She's gonna smile real big when I shout at you for that. Well, it's Friday night, so I slopped the hogs and I went to the house and fed the dogs and I went inside to relax and watch TV. I was flipping through the channels hoping to catch an old western movie or a wrestling match when all I could get was the news on ABC. So I pulled out the paper, I seen this ad that went on and on how the latest fad would satisfy my every dream and wish. It had a toll-free number that a man could call, 2 weeks trial with no charge at all, I could watch TV on my very own satellite dish. Well, a truck pulled up the very next morning, looked like it had a flying saucer on it, I could tell by the sign on the door it was Satellite Joe. He pulled out a compass, looked north and south, and ran a bunch of cables up into the house, and by the end of the day, she was wired and ready to go. Well, I was mighty proud of my newfound toy, so I got on the phone, called Virgil and Roy, and said, come on over and bring some beer and chips. Yeah, sweetie just left to go play cards, and I got a satellite dish in the yard, and we got all night to watch these movie clips. The first button I hit was Galaxy 1, and I could tell this is going to be a lot of fun. There were 24 channels on that one satellite alone. There was Showtime, Cinemax, HBO, I saw a cartoon movie and a rodeo, and we couldn't get over what all was going on. Satellite, satellite, watch it all day and I watch it all night. It's a football game, a movie or a fight, I can get the world off my satellite. That dish across the sky and I locked it down on West Star 5 and there sat a man with a beard and a funny hat. Now the name of the show was The Doctor's End. He was talking about politics, religion and sin, but I think he was wanting money and things like that. Well, he was looking for Gunsmoke with Chester and Ralph, with the Honeymooners with Norton and Matt, and when somehow we landed up on Telstar 3. And Lord, there they were like peas in a pod, 5 or 6 people in the great big wad, and they were doing things you just don't see on regular TV. Well, there's people running around their birthday suits, and one of them girls was pretty cute. It beats all I've ever seen before. I said, boys, let's move this here over a notch. This here ain't fit to watch, and about that time I heard someone coming in the door. It was Sweetie who had just walked in. She was madder than an old wet hen when she saw what we were watching on our TV. She reached in the closet and pulled out a bat, and the boys hit the door like two scalded cats, and I'm afraid to tell you what she did to me. Satellite, satellite, watch it all day and I watch it all night. The football game, the movie, the fight, I can get the world on my satellite.
Yeah, brother.